In the past, a long and imposing tree-lined avenue led from this house to Piazza Vittorio Emanuele II in the heart of the city. This road was often bustling with carriages pulled by elegant horses, ferrying noblemen and courtiers. The shaded avenue took visitors right up to the imposing entrance of the residence until the 18th century. In front of the house, the turning circle for carriages is still visible. On the lower floor, there was a spacious portico, while the garden to the rear, there is still a fountain and a small tower. This tower may have been used for hunting, given its ample view of the surroundings. The three-story building has witnessed centuries of history. It is now divided into various apartments, but is still used as a private residence and preserves its noble air. The ambitious descendant of a family of Genoan bankers, Niccolò Giudice Caracciolo, Prince of Cellamare from 1631 and Duke of Giovenazzo and Terlizzi from 1651, had the house built as a symbol of his statues and power. He has also commissioned the magnificent Palazzo Ducale in the historical town centre where he spent much of his life. The house remained in the Giudice Caracciolo family until 1770, when Princess Eleonora Giudice Caracciolo, the last surviving heir, died with no living descendants. After her death, the Giovinazzo estate was handed over to the king, thus closing an important chapter of family history.